Hi, travelers. Kevin here. And believe it or not, we are cruising towards the end of the Juno and Second Citadel series, which is wild. That's a lot to wrap my head around. Hopefully it's not news to you that this is the final season of Juno and Second Citadel, but if it is, welcome. We only have a few stories left. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to sort of give you a broad outline of what the release schedule for those stories will be. If you are subscribed to our online newsletter, which is on Patreon, this is all going to be repeat information. If you're not subscribed to our online newsletter, why not? It's free. Just head on over to patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. You can join, you can follow us for free. And every other week or so, you will get access to a traveler's log, a newsletter where we update you on news. And Harley and I write a little thing about our creative process each time. And we give you recommendations for things we've been watching, reading, playing. You get some recommendations from the cast and crew. It's a great time. And especially where these shows are coming to a close fairly soon. If you want updates on what we're planning next, what we're going to do next, because we are not disappearing off the face of the planet. At least it's not on my schedule. I'm not planning on disappearing off the face of the planet. The best way to do that is to follow us over there, because we will keep you updated every step of the way. So if you are mourning, like I am, the endings of these shows, and you are looking forward to the next thing, make sure you go on over to patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. Join us for free. That's enough hemming and or hawing, though. Let's jump into it. Let's talk about the release schedule for the rest of the season. So these are broad dates. Over the course of April to May, you can expect the next Second Citadel story, The Fall, parts 1 and 2. From May to June, you can expect another Juno story. I'm not going to give you the title yet. You're going to have to be patient. Then from June to July will be the Second Citadel finale. And the end of July / early August will be the Juno Steel finale. That is how close we are. We are cruising towards end of July, early August. This 8-year set of stories is coming to an end, which is wild. It's hard for me to wrap my head around. Because we are so close to the end, I do have to ask, if you have ever thought about supporting The Penumbra on Patreon, if you've ever thought about supporting us financially, if you have a friend or a family member or anybody else who has thought about supporting us financially, now's the time. It is not easy for me to ask for money. It's tough. But I do have to say our support has flagged a little bit over the course of the season on Patreon. And we are sort of right on the knife's edge of being able to continue to do this and being able to do the next things that we want to do, the next big secret projects that we want to do. We get exit surveys from Patreon that say why people have stopped pledging. And for the vast majority of everybody, it has been financial situations changing. It's a tough time to be a person right now. So really don't stretch yourself past a point that is safe for you to pledge or up your pledge. I would feel just awful if anybody did that. But if you have any spare income that you're willing to send our way, if our stories have meant something to you, if you want to show us that they've meant something to you, if you want to see the next thing that we make, now's the time. And you get access to, at this point, a frankly insane amount of bonus content. At the $7 level, you get access to all the production scripts, which are always full of bonus stuff, behind-the-scenes stuff. And at the $10 level, you get access to like hundreds of hours of commentaries at this point that range from actually serious, this is how we make the show type stuff, and extremely silly, breathing with the boys, Lord Arm fan cast type stuff. So it would just mean the world to us if you could support us and help us out. It is no exaggeration to say that the only thing that I want to do with my life is make stories, make stuff for you all to see. And that's only going to be possible if our support keeps up. And I know it's going to fall a little bit after the end of Juno and Second Citadel. So anything that you can do to show that you are going to stick with us, that you're going to help us out, will make our next project more likely, stronger, better, harder, better, faster, stronger, etc. And thank you so much. If you're already pledging, thank you so much just for listening. It's crazy that we've gotten to do this as long as we have. And I'm so, so grateful for it. That's enough of that, though. You all have a story to get to. So I will see you later. And I'll see you in not too long for the finales to these stories.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including ones that really speak to me, like Protein Plus for jocks, or Vegan and Veggie for vegetarians. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/penumbra50 and use code penumbra50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code penumbra50 at factormeals.com/penumbra50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ah, good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is Juno Steel and the Terrible Waste.
But Mr. Steel, you have to let me come!
No, Rita, it's not a good idea.
Ray have a special thing going on, but he's my family too, and ever since we were working together on the cop launch, he has been. So I want to help too, because
you will help too. We'll need you, Rita. We'll just need you here. Look, you remember that job we did on Izanagi? The one where I had to save you, and then Jet had to save you?
Mr. Steel.
And then Jet had to save you again, and then Vespa had to save you?
Oh, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to forget when Miss Vespa had to save me. She was so mad, and she said she'd break me into so many little pieces. But Mr. Steel, it ain't fair. Captain A said I didn't do nothing wrong.
I'm not saying you did.
It ain't my fault my legs are too short to run away from Mach 13 security bots, or that I can't squeeze into teeny little spaces like Mr. Nureyev.
You're right. None of it's your fault, but we're going to need to be stealthy. Like, not on the net. And that's not exactly your specialty.
But I want to come. I want to help.
The reason you can't come is because we need your help, Rita. They won't take our comms at the door at this place. I mean, hopefully they won't even know we've come in through the door. But just like when we took on C&P, we don't know anything about what they're keeping in there. So we're going to need an ace in the hole. That's you. You're our ace.
Okay, Mr. Steel. You should take this.
What is it?
It's a private comms range amplifier. You're going way out into deep space this time, and you're not going to want to use whatever satellite Dukan is using to boost your signal. So long as you can plug that into your comms, you can get in touch with me. Our connection will be a little slow, but it'll be secure at least.
Thanks, Rita. I'll take good care of...
Rita?
Yeah?
I wanted to thank you, as deeply as I possibly can, for your help in our endeavor today. I have always respected your intellect.
Oh, Mr. N, you don't have to bow to me.
And I want to impress upon you once again that you do not have to do this if you don't want to. By assisting us against the Dakana group, you may be making some very powerful enemies. If that's not a risk you wish to take...
No, really, I want to help, because you're important to me. And because I think you'd help me too.
I will remember this, Rita. Thank you. Juno, let's go.
Yeah. Sure thing, Nareyev. Most conversations with Nareyev have gone about that well since we finished up in the headquarters of the Dukana Group. He always had the same look on his face, the kind of gray, tense look an ocean gets before a storm, I think. We didn't really do oceans in the deserts of Mars. My name's Juno Steele. I'm a lovesick moron, and to be honest, a chunk of me is regretting agreeing to help Nareyev through this Slip Jackson Dukana Group mess. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna do it. I have to do it. But sometimes when I'm looking at him, when I'm wondering what he's thinking, when I'm realizing I'm spending my last hours and days with him, it feels like my guts can't take it. It feels like not that long ago I'd deal with that feeling by just getting as pissed off or pissed drunk as my body could handle. Kinda miss those days, to be honest. It's better than feeling like somebody's wringing out your large intestine. One thing at a time, Steele. Just take it one thing at a time. After we saw Slip and the other patients all lined up in the Dukana Group's lab, Nareyev and I made ourselves scarce. When the Ruby's tracker began to move, we followed it off Ammon, out into the deep reaches of Outer Rim space, out past the furthest planet, out where there was nothing but clods of interplanetary junk. And one of those clods, strangely enough, was exactly where the Dukana Group was headed. See, it's not a good idea to ball up all your trash and fire it into space, but it's not a good idea to skip flossing either. And hell, if that stopped Rita from getting every damn tooth in her mouth replaced. Smart people do dumb things, is what I'm saying. And before it was outright banned, generations of probably smart people launched garbage asteroids out into the void with the same reasoning that makes babies shriek when they're playing peekaboo. If I can't see it, it must not be there. A few of them had been cleared up in the years since, and a few of them turned into fireballs and pelted planets with interstellar shrapnel, but a good chunk of them are still up there, hanging around and waiting to wreak hell on any ship, or satellite, or planetoid unlucky enough to cross their orbit. And that's where the Ruby signal eventually led us. To a moon-sized, potato-shaped junkyard spinning out in the far reaches of space.
Ruby, you're certain your tracker is coming from inside that collection of trash?
Not a bad place to hide a secret base. Nobody's looking very close, that's for sure.
Bring us closer. What? Ruby, bring us closer to the signal.
It says it thinks that's a bad idea. It doesn't want to do it.
How do you know that?
That's kind of a long story.
Very well. And how long has it been able to do that?
Do what?
Take your pick. Refuse direct commands? Offer its opinion?
What are you talking about? The first time we ever rode it, it was offering opinions.
It was making calculations regarding our best chance at escape. But there is a key difference between calculating and thinking, Juno. You said it thinks this is a bad idea, so which is it?
I guess I don't know. Maybe it was always thinking, and we just assumed that. I don't know.
Perhaps you haven't noticed because you've been so close to it all this time, but the Ruby 7 seems decidedly different to me since I saw it last aboard the Carte Blanche.
I mean, that was a while ago, and it kind of turned out to be a whole alien in between, so...
So it's changed. What else is it capable of? Have you noticed it exhibiting any proclivities it did not have previously? Any skills?
What the hell is this really about, Nareyev?
I don't know. But at a time when I would really rather reduce variables as much as we can... It's a bit unsettling to have something we're relying on so completely remain such a mystery. If that hidden base is where the executives have brought Slip, then that's where we need to land. What do you think would convince the Ruby 7 to let us do that? If we returned and prepared ourselves, perhaps?
It sounds up to that idea. It says it's going to take some scans so we know what to prep for.
It says it's going to, or you've told it to?
Different doesn't make so long as we get the scans.
I don't know, but all told, I would rather know than not.
So, along with whatever the hell was going on in Nareyev's head, I had to worry about whatever was going on in... whatever the Ruby had instead of a head. Because Nareyev had a point. Being so tangled up in its thoughts, I hadn't noticed it while it was happening, but... the Ruby seemed capable of more and more every day. The whole idea where it hid me by covering me up and transforming into the wall behind me, it had never done anything like that before. Or maybe more accurately, it had never thought of doing something like that before. Ever since the ruby had shown me what it really was, I felt like it was growing somehow. It was on our side, so that was probably a good thing. Probably. The scans the ruby pulled for us revealed a couple of things. First off, there was an artificial gravity well and a localized atmosphere surrounding the ball of space trash we needed to land on, so heavy-duty space exploration gear shouldn't be necessary. Second, the outer surface was littered with video cameras and surveillance equipment. We brought that data back to Rita to see if there was anything she could do with it, and luckily, there was.
Ding! Here you go, Mr. Steele. All out on 8.5x11 printer paper, just the way you like it.
Thanks, Rita. What is it?
It's a map of the whole trash droid. Well, as much as the ruby could get a clear reading of anyway. So that's mostly just the surface on one side. Whatever's going on inside there has given off a huge electromagnetic signal that's making it hard to see all the details. But as far as I can tell, these red parts are where the video cameras could get a good look at you.
Rita, this map is entirely red.
No, it ain't. See, you got this one little right here, and a line right here, like the spot on your back that you just can't scratch, and then this little dot out in the middle of nowhere.
Knowing where the cameras are isn't going to do us a hell of a lot of good if they're keeping us stuck in one spot. How are we supposed to find the entrance to that thing?
Leave that to me, Mr. Steele. Once you're in range of the cameras, just give me some time and I'll be able to deactivate a path for you.
We were a well-oiled machine. Me and Rita and Nureyev. Buddy had sent us out on enough missions, just the three of us, that falling back into the swing of things felt easy. Natural. Anyway, the ruby printed us up some spacesuits, Nureyev and I loaded ourselves in, and then was off to the big junk heap in the sky. Right, we're here. You ready?
Be careful, Juno. If we're spotted by those security cameras, if the executives get wind of the fact that I'm in on this little operation...
Then what, Nureyev? Come on, don't tell me you're still holding out hope that they're going to bring Slip back to life.
If they bothered to move him, and all of those other people, they must be planning on doing something with him.
Well, why the hell would they lie to you about there being others like him, then? What's the goddamn point?
I am not discussing this now.
Nureyev!
I said I will not discuss this, Juno. I cannot. Let's just go.
Nureyev! God damn it, Nureyev, wait up. Ruby, come on, we don't have all goddamn day.
That is never not going to be incredibly bizarre.
You'd be surprised. Give it 10 years and we'll all be going around with our little car/alien pals hanging out in our pockets.
Pal.
What about it?
It's just an... odd choice of word. I don't think I could be so friendly with something that had such ready access to my deepest thoughts.
You let me in there once.
Suppose I did. Mind your footing as you go. This trash is not terribly stable, and these suits are bulkier than I would like for a stealth operation.
Yeah, I asked the ruby if it could print anything a little slicker, but it turns out it can only print things it's seen before. And these are the same suits we had on the carte blanche, remember? Those things had to be 100 years old, I swear, but... Buddy would never spring for better ones, because if you can sneak in these parachute pants and work boots, darling, then
Juno,
you can certainly...
Juno, are you talking because you have something to say, or is this talk for talk's sake?
What?
I would rather not be discovered before we even enter the facility. So perhaps we should keep talking to a minimum? Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
Nureyev!
Juno, what did I just say?
I know, but this seems
you
kind of...
You insisted on assisting me with this, and for that I am grateful. Truly, I am.
I mean it! I'm trying to
but
tell you...
But every second you fail to take this seriously is a second we could be detected. And you don't know these executives like I do. No matter their plans for him, punishing me by harming Slip is not at all outside how they might act. And perhaps you don't care what happens to him, but
Nureyev, there is someone looking at us right over there.
What? Damn it all. Quickly, hide! You're certain they saw us?
I can't tell for sure. That big space helmet's blocking their face, but it looked like they were looking this way.
How could I have missed them? With all the idiotic...
They're blended in pretty well with the garbage around them. It honestly looks like their spacesuit's made of garbage, too.
Ridiculous. The Takana Group should have the best equipment money can buy. I alone have given them enough creds to outfit every executive in solid gold, if that's what they wanted.
It definitely seems weird, I'll give you that, but... Damn.
What?
trash suits walking straight towards us, and they're holding something in their hand.
A blaster?
I can't tell. They're too far away.
They won't be for long. They've just picked up the pace.
The hell do we do?
The Ruby 7 can't hide us?
If they know where we are, they're not going to have to poke around long to find us.
I can't be found. Not now. Not after all this.
No way! Damn, he's going to run right into a video camera. What? God damn it. Rita, I need you to clear a path for us through the security cameras now.
Right now? No time. It's the way.
It needs to be now. Talk soon.
It's a deal.
What the hell happened to being careful?
You don't understand. I can't be caught.
Keep your goddamn head in the right if you're panicking.
And why shouldn't I? There's never been this much of a lie. But ever. And I...
Nureyev, are you...
What? Why can't I breathe?
Panic, maybe?
You can't breathe either. You...
The hell was that noise?
Look there. A video camera.
Uh-oh. It went now. Uh-oh.
You said that. Yes.
That's a lot of guys. You see what I'm seeing about their suits?
I must admit my mind is elsewhere at the moment.
Intruders, drop your weapons, fall to your knees, and put your hands behind your head. You have 3 seconds to comply.
It's kind of a lot for 3 seconds.
Please, sirs, we didn't know this location was occupied. We're merely, well, a sort of interstellar dumpster diver
Release
looking for...
Ruby, now. Was too late. The ruby was just peeking out of my pocket when one of those sleek suited guards pointed the barrel of what looked like a cannon at us, and he fired.
Juno!
What?
Did you hear what those guards were saying?
I think so, but why would they want you alive so bad?
The executives must have something planned. Do you still keep that plasma cutter in your sleeve?
Yeah, but it looks like they took my coat along with the suit. Can we shimmy these chairs closer to our stuff?
They appear to be bolted to the floor.
Damn it, if only I could reach my coat. Or better yet, if we could get that key. The ruby.
Of course. It could certainly retrieve the key for us. Tell it to do so, quickly.
No, I mean, I can't feel it.
It isn't in your pocket, then?
Not that kind of feeling. I can't feel it, like, with my mind.
You can't be serious.
Look, I know it sounds stupid, but... Hold on. I just felt something. It's over by my coat. Ruby? The ruby, all right. But it took me a minute to recognize it. That thing that slithered out of my coat pocket was small, pathetic, and withered. I reached out to it with my mind, and the feeling it sent back to me was so ragged and torn that I jumped back from it automatically.
Juno? What is it?
Have you ever seen a stun net like the kind those guards used on us?
No, but... the amount I know I've personally added to their wealth, and given the fact that they've apparently been running a similar scheme with others, it stands to reason that the Dakana Group would have technology far beyond what we're used to. Radicals, as Dark Matters might call them.
How would you know that? You weren't around when dark matter...
That doesn't mean I wasn't watching what you all were doing.
You were?
How else would I have known to arrive at Orinco Permanent Corrections in time to help you escape?
Then that was you. But that must mean that you...
Stay focused on the job in front of us, Juno. Ruby 7. Where is the Ruby 7, and can it procure the key for us?
You see that silver-looking stain next to my coat?
Oh my. Is it...
No. I'm pretty sure it's still alive. It's just... in a lot of pain. I think the stun net scrambled it pretty bad. It was way worse than any stun blaster
then
shot I've ever...
It can still function. It could still bring us the keys.
I don't...
Ruby 7, I command you to bring us those keys. Now, Ruby, or do you not understand what's at stake here?
Hey, knock it off, Nureyev.
Then you don't care about what happens to Slip either, do you, Juno?
Slip? What about us?
Ruby, you will bring me those keys at once!
God damn it, I asked you to stop. Ruby, that's enough. You should probably just get back in my pocket so nobody sees you.
Well, there goes our chance at escape.
Listen, I get it. You're in pain. It feels like you're about to lose everything that matters to you, and you'll do anything to stop that from happening, but it does not mean you get to kick me around, and it definitely does not mean you get to kick the Ruby around. I already did enough of that for both of us, back when I was in your position.
Juno.
It might not look like it, but it's got feelings like we do. As far as I can tell, it's mostly feelings. And just like with anyone else, pain doesn't give you license to spread more pain, all right?
Then what do you suggest we do?
Same thing we always do. Figure out what the hell is happening in this weirdo place, then figure out how we can use it to our advantage. Like the guard spacesuits. Did you notice their suits were all wrong?
They seemed like exactly the sort of thing I would expect from the Taconic group.
Right. They were sleek, high-tech, and they didn't look anything like the trash suit we ran away from.
Then all we've learned is that we have no idea at all what is going on here. Which, I may remind you, we already knew. Prioritize getting us out of here.
How?
I don't know. Just do it.
Nureyev, you're losing your cool.
Wouldn't you?
Maybe. But if I did, I'd hope you'd tell me to snap out of it. At your best, you're the coolest customer I know. And if we're going to get out of here alive, if we have any shot at saving Slip, you need to keep your goddamn head, okay?
Of course. Of course you're right. I'm sorry, Juno. It's just I'm finding it so difficult to... Oh, God. That's them, isn't it? The executives on their way to end this for good.
Keep it together. This isn't the end of anything.
20 years of work gone. Slip gone. A life well and truly down the drain.
Come on, stay with me, Nureyev. We have to be ready.
Ready? Ready for what?
I didn't have a good answer to that. Ready for anything, I guess. The door creaked open. I braced myself for the smooth, slippery tones of those executives' voices, but I didn't get it. Because I'd find out soon that Nureyev was right. We didn't have the first goddamn clue what was happening in that trash asteroid the Dokana group was running. This wouldn't be our last or our biggest surprise of the day.
That's the garbage spacesuit we saw on the surface.
Garbage? Excuse you. Not like your suits were any better. At least I made mine.
The first thing I noticed about the woman who'd pulled off the helmet to the trash suit was that, well, she looked like she'd been rolling around in a pile of trash for a while. A smear of motor oil across her nose, grease stains on her cheeks, what looked like car wax sticking her hair up in a dozen directions. Later, I'd find out that most of that was on purpose. She liked things her way, and she liked to look how she liked, which only left so many options when your home was a floating junkyard. Two other things I could tell right away. First, she wasn't a Dokana crony like those guards had been, or like Linda Fazer had been. Too much fire in her eyes, the look of someone who wants to tear the castle walls down, not protect them. And second, she was young. Real young, mid-20s at a stretch. Way too young to tangle with Dokana. Bringing people back from the dead, living your whole life spurred on by the sting of regret? I was supposed to be an old man's game.
You made that thing?
You want to have a question and answer session, or do you want to get out of here?
What?
Figures they'd put a lock on it. They leave a key in here?
Who the hell are you?
The keys are on that desk with our belongings. Please hurry.
Got them. Come on. There. Grab your stuff and put on your ventilators. The bosses will be here any minute and we need to hurry.
Ventilators?
We don't have ventilators.
You're kidding me. Damn it, that's probably how they caught you, isn't it?
Listen, we did a scan of this place and it said it had air,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, but how much of it? The air here is thin, and if you're not used to it, it'll knock you flat.
I thought you said the Ruby scanned the atmosphere here.
Yeah, well, it doesn't know everything, all right? I asked it if there was air and it gave me an answer. The hell does it?
Whatever this is that you two are doing, stop it. No more of that. I'm putting my neck on the line to save you. And until you pay the bill, that means you do what I say. Got it?
Pay the bill? What the hell kind of racket
are you? We don't have time for this, Juno. We have no choice besides. Please, miss, lead the way.
That's more like it. Follow me.
I threw on my coat, pulled the ruby up inside my pocket, and left the spacesuit behind to rot on the desk. Nureyev did the same. Trash suit, whoever she was already halfway down the hall, and it looked like she wasn't going to wait for us. Why are you pulling bolts out of the floor? What happened to getting out of here fast?
We don't have ventilators. We'll have to take it slow. That means hiding till the coast is clear, then taking the long way around. Hide in there.
Isn't that tiny space in the floor? What is that?
Old maintenance tunnel. From back when the bosses let us come up here.
The executives.
Let you come up here? What the hell are they doing? Hold on. There are more of you?
Less talking, more crawling, old-timer.
Who are you calling old?
Now, Juno!
I would like to propose 100,000 cred raise for you, and I 101,000 cred raise for you, my associate. How very generous of you. Perhaps too generous. My apologies, my associate. I will follow the self-reprimand once we have finished our business here.
Okay, sounds like they passed us. Follow me.
This is most highly irregular. Excuse our excitement. Sure. Our brain worker project. We have no time to waste on this, my associate. We are nearly ready to release our new product. I will instruct the guards to search for them immediately, and I will ensure the product launch goes smoothly.
Product
launch?
Must
act swiftly, my
what
associate.
The hell?
What? My associate. They'll be able to hear us through the floor.
How do you know that?
I do kind of a lot of sneaking around here, okay?
You a thief or something?
She certainly has the skills.
Definitely an or something. I'll tell you whatever you want to know when we get to my place. For now, just shut up. Keep moving. Maintenance tunnels open up right around that corner.
The further down those tunnels we went, the more they opened up, and hell, the stink down there was something else. We were crawling deep into the belly of the trash ball, and it sure smelled like it. The path got rougher as we went, too, as the maintenance tunnels ended and a larger collection of looser trash, more like we'd seen on the surface, took its place. Finally, we stopped in front of a set of heavy iron gates that stretched up nearly to the ceiling, 4 or 5 times our height above.
This is so... What is this place?
It looks like a junkyard got eaten by a bigger, meaner junkyard. Is that a car sticking out of the ceiling?
Lots of cars around here for sure. Stripped most of them for parts, though. It's Melee! Open up!
Melee, huh? Why'd you bring us here to this trash pile, Melee?
Because this trash pile is my home. Welcome to Vivopolis, the Dakana Group's very own company town.
Then you work for the Dakana Group too?
Everyone here does. So if you do, I guess you just found your people. Come on, I'll show you to my place.
Vivopolis was as cobbled together as Melee's spacesuit, but there was something amazing about the way it all fit together. See, they hadn't stripped the junk for parts and then used those parts to build their buildings. For the most part, the junk was their buildings, just dressed up nice enough that you couldn't tell at first glance. A ratty blanket draped over the back of a hover hauler became a curtained doorway to a darkened apartment. The detached plasma booster of an ancient spaceship hooked up to a portable generator became a campfire for people to gather around, smoke and chat. And that impressed me. Because, see, I've been to some rough places. I grew up in Old Town. I ran that job in the Cerberus province. And even though the people of Evopolis had it worse than any place I'd ever seen, they didn't have that look on their faces that the worst off in Old Town got, or the people who had been debtors tagged got, that hollow, faraway surrender look. They looked... well, they looked like Nureyev had before we saw Slip lined up like a slab of meat with those other bodies. Exhausted, but driven. Like they'd gone a dozen rounds with the heavyweight boxer called Life, and they were ready to go a dozen more. Melee's place wasn't far from the big metal gates we entered through. She'd carved most of it out from the skeleton of a mid-sized star camper, but a makeshift ladder extending from the top reached up to a shipping container embedded in the cavern's ceiling, with windows cut out of its sides. That container is where she brought Nureyev and me, and sat us down at a table covered in unsorted junk, which she swept to the floor in one motion.
Here, sit. I'll get you two some tea.
Lights in this town always flicker like that? They're giving me a headache.
This is a little more than usual, maybe, but the whole town's wired up with lights that people threw out, remember? They're not gonna be in the best condition. Here, drink this. If the guards got you with one of those stun nets, your bodies are going to need some help repairing. Those things are extreme.
And the tea's gonna help with that?
No, but it'll feel better than nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
This settlement, Vivopolis, it doesn't seem like something the executives would build.
That's because they didn't. Those of us they've got working for them, they just kind of drag us out here and drop us in the junkyard to fend for ourselves. There were some rough shacks and things when I first got here, but most of the infrastructure of Vivopolis is all from the last 10 years or so.
You've been here for 10 years?
Since I was 14, yeah.
And you survive down here? But how?
The bosses give us a little food and water, but not enough to get by, and it's less all the time. Expenses cut into profits, so we stretch what we get with some organic matter reconstitutors I fixed up and scraps we find lying around. I've got a machine that makes our recycled water into tea, too, to hide the taste.
Recycled water? recycled from where?
And you've cobbled all this together from... junk, essentially.
You'd be surprised what people throw away. Some of this stuff is barely even broken. Take a part from here, put it in there. You've got a device that can roast old leather into something like jerky.
That's cool. No, but seriously, where the hell is this water recycled from?
Those are very impressive engineering skills, Melee.
I learned from the best.
And who might that be?
let me ask you one first. Everyone I've ever met who works for Dakana does it for the same reason, and they all work here. Which honestly makes me wonder who the hell you two are.
Don't look at me, I'm with him.
I have had an arrangement with the Dakana Group for close to 20 years now. I made them a large sum of money, and in return... well, I suspect you know what they offered in return.
We all make them money here. The only machines we don't have to put together ourselves are the ones the bosses make us run. They have us mining in the trash for discarded electronics. Then we get into the guts of those and salvage whatever gold and rare earth metals we can. It doesn't make them as much as the rest of their business, I don't think, but it's not like they pay us, so it all comes out profit. What do you do for them?
I'm a thief by trade. I've stolen a wide range of very valuable items in their name.
Sounds like you make them more money than we do.
Perhaps.
Must be nice, being the golden goose, bouncing around the galaxy wherever you want, doing stuff that actually, I don't know, requires a brain. I haven't seen any place outside this floating junkyard in 10 years.
I am realizing that it had its perks, yes. But I was always told that I was the only one. Their entire revivification procedure rested on my shoulders.
That's his name, then? Slip?
It is. I owe him a great deal. And yours?
My dad. I owe him a lot, too. He was an engineer. A kind of fix-anything guy for whoever had the creds to pay him. He found me when he was looking for someone who owed him a payment. Guess they skipped down and left a baby behind. And I was pretty good at what he did, so he taught me everything I know.
What happened to him?
Same thing that probably happened to yours. I picked a fight with the wrong people. They came after me. Dad stopped them from getting too close, and then... phew,
right through the head.
But wait a second. Didn't the executives tell you that Slip was like some medical miracle? That the only reason they could bring him back was because the way he died was so...
They've lied about so much already, Juno. What in the world would stop them from lying about this, too?
I don't know. It still feels off to me.
Get used to that feeling. Something stinks around here, and it's not the trash.
I mean, it is also the trash, but...
I suspect that this has something to do with the bill you mentioned earlier. I know full well how much risk you're placing on yourself by having us here, Melee. I know what you've put at stake because I've worried about losing the same thing. Why, then, would you take this risk on us?
Right to the point, huh? Figures. Listen, I saw you two land on the outer surface of the junkyard in your... I don't know what that thing was. I haven't exactly been keeping on top of tech trends in the last 10 years.
Oh, it'd be a surprise even if you were, trust me.
But if you landed here, that means you can leave, doesn't it?
I suppose so, but...
Then, please, I want you to take as many people as you can fit in that car or whatever it is and get out of here as soon as possible.
But I don't think you understand, Melee. We've gone to great pains to find this place at all. I have no intention of leaving now.
Well, you should, because I go all over this junkyard looking for parts and materials, and that means I hear a lot of what the bosses say to each other. And lately... it hasn't been good.
Hasn't been good how?
They keep talking about some big project coming up soon. Some product launch. And I don't know what the product is, but I just keep getting this feeling. This terrible feeling about what's going to happen to all of us when that launch happens.
Like what?
I don't know. But I've been listening in on the bosses for a long time now. I know how they talk about us in Vivopolis. This feels different.
I can't say I disagree. They told me that they planned to put an end to Slip's care, then shipped him off here to... I don't know what. But leaving him here... Melee, I don't know that I can. Perhaps you could lead Juno and the others out, and then together you could escape.
No. I'm not coming with you.
You... what?
Why?
My dad. The Dakana group, they still aren't finished with my dad. I know something terrible will probably happen to me, but I owe him everything.
Then you understand why I can't leave this place either.
If you don't take them, something horrible is going to happen. I'm sure of it.
You and Juno can take them then, but I won't leave this place without Slip.
And what the hell are the odds that anybody here is going to say anything different from you two? Everyone wants everybody else to leave, but nobody's willing to actually go.
I'm telling you, things are about to get really bad here. You're killing all these people if you don't get them out of here.
You escape with them then. I'm not leaving.
God damn it, don't both of you see that this is just one big con? They've been bleeding all of you for creds and for work for decades, and you're arguing over who's got it worse?
Who the hell asked you?
Nobody, but maybe somebody should, because I'm sick of listening to this. Dokana's got you both by the throats over some big promise that they're going to bring the dead back to life, but where the hell is the proof?
Juno!
I don't believe it. I think they're making creds hand over fist while you two fight over who gets a prize that's not even real. They're not bringing anyone back to life. It's impossible. They are not.
Good evening, loyal members of the Dakana workforce. This is one of your bosses, Mr. Sosi speaking, and I have excellent news to share with you all. The day you have worked for so diligently and for so long is finally here. At long last, by the powers of profit and progress, your loved ones will be returned to you from beyond death itself.
What?
What?
Now, we should clarify that not every single patient in our care will be returned today. Some have been chosen for a very special project we hope to reveal soon. But even now, your loved ones stand outside the gates to Vivopolis, waiting to be reunited with you.
Wait, Melee, where are you going?
Where do you think? The gate! I need to see if my dad is there!
Weren't you just saying, like, 2 seconds ago that something about this feels fishy? Come on, Ransom, help me out here.
Slip. You don't think... Slip could be out there, do you?
Big help. Thanks a bunch.
Those are the gates! I have to go!
Melee, wait! Damn it. Yeah.
Slip, I have to see...
No, you don't.
Juno! Damn you, let me go!
No,
The executives have screwed you over how many ways now? And you're still just gonna go running as soon as they tell you to?
But Slip!
If Slip's in the crowd, you can see him from up here. And if everything's fine, hell, I'll go down with you, okay? Just... let's give it a minute and see, all right?
Fine.
My heart was pounding as Nureyev and I waited by that window to see what would come through those gates. I was having the kind of stupid thoughts every lovesick moron gets. The ones where, for a minute, the thought of seeing Slip Jackson, or maybe seeing Nureyev's face when he saw Slip Jackson, felt worse than any monster those executives could have conjured up. It wasn't a monster on the other side of those gates, though. It was a hell of a lot worse than that. I didn't recognize the first person to walk through the gates, but someone in the gathering crowd of Evopolis certainly did. She ran to her, weeping, and wrapped her arms around her. Back from the dead, it looked like. Really, actually back from the dead. But the new visitor to Evopolis didn't return the embrace. She didn't look at the woman who had run to her. Her expression didn't even change from that same wide-eyed, blank stare. The only part of her that moved was her arm, which grabbed something hanging from her belt, brought it to the side of her love's head, and...
No. No, 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 it isn't possible!
Yes, that's right. We are proud to announce that our new product, Lifebox, is finally complete. And to thank you all for your continued support of Takana's efforts, we will be life-upgrading all workers in Vavopolis to the Lifebox worker model. Please stand by as your revivified workers guide you to a new era of profit and prosperity for the Takana Group.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just go to thepenumbrapodcast.com and click on the store tab. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts, and at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one, from co-creators Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
One of the community members who attended this meeting that was being held by the developers of a project asked if there has been research done by the company into the impacts on the community of ultrafine pollutants. And the developers said, legally, we are not required to do that research. Which sent me to the moon! Which sent me to the moon!
Because that's not the question.
Right, and like, essentially they were just saying the thing out loud, which we know to be true, which is, we are not bothered by whether this will kill you. Mm-hmm. It's just, can we get in legal trouble?
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Juno Knox, Juno G, Eska, Bettina Trevino, Aleem Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno Adler, the Emerald Eight to this podcast, Haha, the PI, the Train, and the Knights, Mr. Me, Myself, and I, Nore, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky, thank you, Penumbra Team, for your amazing work, Braylon, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, The Lady Guinevere is a Butch Disaster, Shelley Schrode, Kevin, please say butts on live recording, thanks, Jammy, Osipit, Evit Kani, Diana Kaz, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Desert Willow just lost the game, Theo Alex Dean, Rachel Howard, Jun Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, The Lady Has Claimed Another One, Jay Hull, Stryker Flynn, Juno Steeled My Gender, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, St. Damien and the Moral Dilemma of It All, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Radius Ulna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Genetic, Minchowski, Ash, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, Juno Steel and the Terrible Waste, was told by the following people. Joshua Elon as Juno Steele, Noah Symes as Peter Nureyev, Kate Jones as Rita, Melody Pereira as Melee, and Stuart Evan Smith as the executives. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.